good morning, a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let's start with Attorney General William Barr, the highest-ranking administration official to break with President Trump on his allegation that the election was stolen. The Attorney General might offer political cover to other Republicans, but it prompted an immediate tussle with Rudy Giuliani.
Well, let's first start with Barr himself. He has really been nothing short of disgraceful in supporting the president and all of his rather crazy allegations, including his attack on mail-in ballots, which is, of course, if you think about it, David, one of the things that really cost Trump this election. The fact that so many people were able to use mail-in ballots encouraged an awful lot of people to vote. And you saw by the deluge of incredible numbers of Democrats who used it to show that Democrats really have benefited from mail-in voting. Not only that, David, when you look at the outcomes and where the Republicans and the Trumpers are attacking, they want to go to the Supreme Court of the United States and say you should invalidate mail-in ballots. Unbelievable. Every court up to the Supreme Court, David, has done the right thing and said no, 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 and no. Now, if the folks at the Supreme Court say, he put us here, or we're in line with him, the Alitos and the Thomases, plus the new people, then the United States will be in a constitutional crisis. And I just wrote a column saying, what would you do if that happened? Trump won and turned this country into the kind of fascist dictatorship that clearly Trump was heading towards. Now, my bet is that the Supreme Court will not do that. That the lower court judges, in their blistering attacks on Trump, have left no room for the court to meander here. But you never know. In any case, Barr, maybe, as somebody said yesterday, shining up his resume. When history records what Trump has done here, it ain't going to be pretty. And here's a guy who went along with it and who had some respect, had been at AG before, and has lost most of the credibility that he had. And so now, all of a sudden, in one move, he says, no, there's no proof that there's been anything irregular about these elections. Well, of course, we know that there's been a widening gap between Trump and Barr. The question to me is whether Trump, being Trump, does what he's always done, which is to fire Barr. I mean, the man is a firer. Of course, if he fires Barr, he'll look more and more like Mad King George, who ruled during our American Revolution.
And the pushback from the Georgia Republican election official Gabriel Sterling, lashing out at Trump, this has to stop. They're getting death threats, including the Arizona governor now. The pressure that's put on these public officials from his own party is quite amazing.
David, you make a very good point. The people who are responsible for the function of government, as opposed to Trump, who has abdicated that role, are saying, you can't do this to us. It's putting us in grave danger. Somebody who's crazy enough to send you a letter saying, you know, you're going to die is also crazy enough to pull a trigger at some point once they get it into their head. So this is a terrible situation that Trump has put everybody into, and he doesn't care because it's all about him.
Well, of course, the big story is that over 270,000 Americans are dead of the coronavirus, and it keeps getting worse. The CDC panel has issued recommendations on who should be vaccinated first. You and I talked about that yesterday.
We did.
The emergency workers and the elderly, those in nursing homes, those with chronic conditions. And we're seeing political pushback. How about the fact that activists have piled body bags outside Mitch McConnell's door and Susan Collins' door in Washington?
Well, it's appropriate in my mind. This president, who has been supported by these folks, particularly McConnell, Susan Collins had to play it a little bit more cleverly. I think McConnell and the rest of that Senate crowd have a lot to answer for. I wouldn't want to be them. I wouldn't want to have to sleep at night thinking about the fact that we're thinking now, David, if we continue to mess up and to run it the way we're running it, that there could be 600,000 deaths by the time it's all over. 600,000 deaths, more than World War II. Maybe the pandemic of 1917-18 was worse, but of course, those figures are so fuzzy that we don't really know. We know that the Obama people left a game plan for what to do in a pandemic, that Trump didn't follow it. He said it wasn't going to happen. And in my mind, he's responsible for a lot of these deaths.
Seems like he might be more interested in pardoning than the coronavirus at this point. Top of the New York Times, Trump has discussed pardons for three children, Kushner and Giuliani. We also know about Michael Flynn, of course. Getting yourself out of trouble before you get in.
Well, yeah, these are what we call preemptive pardons for anything you've done, for anything you may do, I guess. I don't know if it's legal. I don't know if it's constitutional. Maybe the Supreme Court's going to have to work that out. But there are an awful lot of people banging on the White House doors now saying, I need a pardon. Well, if you need a pardon, why do you need it? If you're Rudy Giuliani, what do you need a pardon for? What have you done that's criminal that would necessitate a pardon? And of course, by giving it to his own children, it is really something out of a novel. But in any case, what's he going to do? Do 100 pardons? 200 pardons? Who's going to get and who's not?
Well, he also teased, Alan, the 2024 White House run.
Well, the plan, obviously, is to be the government in exile. And that's what he's going to try to do. Nevertheless, we don't know whether Cy Vance is going to proceed with his criminal action, whether Letitia James will continue doing what she's doing on the state level. In my mind, it may well be that the bulk of the Republican Party will adhere to their slavish love of Donald Trump and the members of the party. But we're seeing some real dissonance here as the governors of states who've had to do this, as we've mentioned before, are now speaking out, Republican governors, against Trump. And it has to stop, unquote. So, David, he can say anything he wants right now, but I have a feeling once he gets out of office, an awful lot's going to come to light.
From Political Observer, Alan Shartok.